ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. బ్రహ్మసూత్రాస్ చాప్టర్ 4 ఫస్ట్ పాద ఆవృత్త్యధికరణం. ఆవృత్తి అసకృత్ ఉపదేశాత్ లింగాచ్చ ఆత్మత్వ ఉపాసనాధికరణం ఆత్మేతి తు ఉపగచ్చంతి గ్రాహయంతి చ ప్రతీకాధికరణం న ప్రతీకే నహి సహ. వి హావ్ బీన్ సీయింగ్ ది థర్డ్ అధికరణం కాల్డ్ ప్రతీకాధికరణం విత్ ఓన్లీ వన్ సూత్ర. అండ్ యాజ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ డిస్కషన్స్ యెస్టర్డే I said that we will see some more points in today's class. So now we will take up the next adhikaranam, that is the topic 4. This is topic 3 is what we just completed, topic 4. And in this adhikaranam, Vyasacharya establishes that pratika upasana is different from both ahangraha upasana and nididhyasana. Pratika upasana is neither ahangraha upasana nor nididhyasana, and therefore it doesn't come under abheda dhyana. If it is nididhyasana, abheda dhyana, and comes under bheda dhyana. And adityaha brahma upasita, that statement we read yesterday, that comes under bheda dhyana. May you look upon sun as Brahman. If Aditya Pratika Brahman will not come under Ahangraha Upasanam or Nididhyasanam, we have to give reason also for that. Why it is Nididhyasanam? It is so because firstly it comes under Upasanakanda. Why it is not Nididhyasanam? It because it comes under Upasanakandam, and therefore Brahman mentioned here is Sagunam Brahman. Upase Devata is Sagunam Brahman, and Upasaka is Saguna Jivatma, and therefore Upasya Devata and Upasaka are different because Upase Devata has different gunas and Upasaka has different gunas, and therefore they cannot have Aikya. Therefore it cannot be Nididhyasana. Aikya Asambhavat Nididhyasanam Na Bhavati. And the second reason is the Upasaka is a Sadhaka, and through upasana, he is working for jnana yogyata. And after that, he has to do Vedanta vichara. And thereafter, he has to become a jnani. And therefore, he comes under ajnani category only now. It is said every upasaka is an unfortunate samsari being an ajnani. Every upasaka is an ajnani one. Since he is an ajnani, he cannot practice nididhyasanam, since the latter is for a jnani. Pratika upasanam nididhyasanam, because nididhyasanam comes under jnana marga. Pratika upasanam nididhyasanam na bhavati. This is the argument to establish pratika upasanam is not nididhyasanam. And why do you say pratika upasanam is different from ahangraha upasanam? In pratika upasana, Brahman is invoked on external symbol. And Upanishad gives external symbol called pratikam. Pratikam is a symbol, external symbol. Ahangraha upasana is internal. Here, Aditya is the symbol here in the pratika upasana, sun. From that it is clear that it is not ahangraha upasana. If Veda wants to practice, the symbol should have been myself alone, if it is ahangraha upasana. Upon me, Brahman is invoked, and in Ahangraha Upasana, the symbol is available, and Veda need not give an external symbol because I myself am now visualized as Brahman. From this, it is clear that symbol is external, and therefore I am not symbol, and therefore it is not Ahangraha Upasana. Since it is different from both of them, that is Ahangraha Upasana and Nididhyasanam, it is different from Abheda Dhyanam, Nididhyasanam, and since it is different from Abheda Dhyanam, it comes under Bheda Dhyanam only. Now let us see the words analysis of this sutra. Na pratike nahi saha. ఫోర్త్ సూత్ర ఫస్ట్ పాద ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ 481st రన్నింగ్ బ్రహ్మసూత్ర. నా మీన్స్ వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ విజువలైజ్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్. ప్రతీకే అపాన సింబల్. ప్రతీకే న హీ, హీ మీన్స్ బికాస్, సహ, సహ మీన్స్ ఉపాసక, న మీన్స్ డస్ నాట్ నో, ఉపాసక డస్ నాట్ నో ది సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్స్. నౌ ఇఫ్ యూ సీ దాట్ న ప్రతీకే, వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ విజువలైజ్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్ అపాన్ ది సింబల్. ప్రతీకం దట్ ఈస్ జీవాత్మ అపాన్ ద సింబల్. వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ విజువలైజ్ బికాస్ హీ షుడ్ విజువలైజ్ పరమాత్మ అలోన్ అపాన్ ద సింబల్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్స్ ఆంగ్ర ఉపాసన హీ వుడ్ హావ్ విజువలైజ్ జీవాత్మ. అండ్ సపోజ్ ఏ వేదాంతిక్ స్టూడెంట్ ఆస్క్, వై డూ యూ మేక్ సచ్ ఎ డిఫరెన్స్ సిన్స్ జీవాత్మ అండ్ పరమాత్మ ఆర్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్. ఫార్ దెమ్ బి ఆన్సర్, ఉపాసక బీయింగ్ ఇగ్నరెంట్, హీ స్టిల్ అన్ అజ్ఞాని, హీ డస్ నాట్ నో ద ఐక్యం అట్ ఆల్. దర్ఫోర్ ఈశ్వర కెనాట్ బి రీప్లేస్డ్ బై జీవ. వి వెంట్ త్రూ దీస్ ఆర్గ్యుమెంట్స్ అ బిట్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ క్లాస్. సో ఆఫ్టర్ బికమింగ్ ఎ జ్ఞాని ఇట్ క్యాన్ బి రీప్లేస్డ్ బై పరమాత్మ, నాట్ అంటిల్ దెన్. అండ్ హీ గివ్స్ ద రీజన్ నా హీ సహ, హీ ఇండికేట్స్ ద రీజన్, అండ్ సహ నా, సహ మీన్స్ సహ న జ్ఞాని భవతి, సహ న జ్ఞాని భవతి, హీఈస్ నాట్ జ్ఞాని, హీఈస్ నాట్ అన్ ఐక్య జ్ఞాని. అండ్ వన్స్ హీ బికమ్స్ అన్ ఐక్య జ్ఞాని, జీవాత్మ పరమాత్మ ఐక్య జ్ఞాని, బోత్ ఆర్ రీప్లేసబుల్, నాట్ అంటిల్ దట్. జ్ఞాని నోస్ దాట్ హీఈస్ బ్రహ్మ. వీ డూ ద సేమ్ పూజ టు జ్ఞాని యాజ్ వీ డూ టు ఈశ్వర ఆల్సో. సహ న ఐక్య జ్ఞాని భవతి ఇన్ దిస్ కేస్. So with this, this sutra is also over. It is an aside topic, as I mentioned earlier. The whole discussion is Nididhyasanam. Since both Dhyanam and Nididhyasanam are similar, the topic is introduced here. Because a lot of people may have confusion between Dhyanam, regular Dhyanam, and Nididhyasanam. Now let us go to the fourth Adhikaranam and the fifth sutra. Brahma Drishtyadhikaranam. This is the title of the Adhikaranam. And it has one sutra, sutra 5, Brahma Drishtir Utkarshat. Brahma Drishtihi Utkarshat, 5th sutra, 1st pada, 4th chapter, 482nd running Brahma Sutra. So the same discussion, what was done in the last sutra, is also continued here. This is a small adhikaranam, as I said, with only one sutra. And the topic is also the same topic. It is Pratika Upasana. Symbol is there, Pratika means symbol. And deity is there in the Upasana. So the topic of discussion is slightly different. Previously, we discussed Beda or Abheda Upasana. Now the discussion is, when we say Manaha Upasita, should one meditate sun as Brahman or one should meditate Brahman as the sun? I hope the difference is clear. Meditate sun as Brahman or should meditate Brahman as sun? Is it Aditya Upasana as Brahman or is it Brahma Upasana as Aditya? That is the question. When I say visualize sun as Brahman, then what happens? The object is sun and the prominence is sun alone and the object is Mukhyam here. When you say visualize sun as Brahman, then the object is sun and the prominence is sun. The object is Mukhyam. Therefore, when I say sun as God, the sun becomes Upasana Vishayaha. You can visualize in different ways as you like. The choice is there. As Ishvara, the as Ishvara within quotes, the as Ishvara represents in the manner of which we call it. In Sanskrit, it is called Prakaraha. Prakaraha, it's an attribute. That is attribute which differentiates. It's a manner. It is difference, differentiating description. These are called prakaras. And it is also resemblance, similarity of one thing with another, with slight deficiency. Prakare gunavachanasya, prakaro bedaha sadrishyancha, tadiha sadrishyam prakaro grihyate, prakare vartamanasya gunavachana shabdasya dvebhavataha. So all those definitions are given for explaining the word prakara. And attribute and all those things we can. So Sanskrit is called prakara. So as Ishvara represents the manner in which we call. So according to Sanskrit grammar, Vishaya will appear in second case. Imagine, for example, Surya as symbol. The object is Surya and take Surya as Ishvara. So this two object is the Surya, take Surya as Ishvara. And the second possibility is visualize God as the sun. And in this Upasana, God is Vishayam, and therefore it will appear in second case, and sun is the Upasana Prakaraha. So between the Prakara and the object, I'm trying to distinguish here. God is Vishaya, and therefore it will appear in the second case, and as sun is Upasana Prakaraha. So when the distinction is not clearly made in Vedam, we will have doubts. Which is Vishaya? And when you say Aditya Brahma Upasitam, which is Vishaya, which is Prakara? This is the controversy. So if you commit the mistake of thinking, then the doubt will arise. So Vyasacharya has taken the trouble to write this Adhikarana just to dispel such doubts. Here the Purvapakshi says, the object of Upasana is Ishvara. Ishvara is Vishayaha and Aditya is Prakaraha. And according to him, one should visualize God as the sun. According to Purvapakshi, one should visualize God as the sun. And once you visualize God, the God becomes the object. And the Siddhanta says the opposite. We say, Siddhantin say, one should visualize the sun as God. Sun alone is Vishayaha, and sun alone is the object of Upasana, and Ishvara is Prakara. That is the difference. And Purvapakshi's logic is what? You should meditate on God only. Sun should only take the secondary status. All other things are unimportant. That's what Purvapakshi says. God must be object, and it alone is important. And one who gives palam, this is the God, and the Ishvara alone has to give the result. Palam is God, but God alone can give palam. Ishvara alone can give the palam, the results. Therefore, Ishvara alone is the object of meditation. And Siddhanta says no. And this Adhikaranam, this is the introduction for this Adhikarana, we can say. And Shankaracharya gives, actually, let us go to the general introduction of the Sutra. Let me introduce the Sutra also a little bit. And here Vyasacharya says one reason. He says one reason, Shankaracharya gives, he gives three reasons actually. And this is, Vyasacharya says, in Upasana, when you take Upasana, always a superior thing should be visualized upon the inferior thing. Always a superior thing, you should be visualized upon an inferior thing. This is the principle of Upasana. Upon inferior locus, you visualize a superior thing. And Shankaracharya says, even from worldly angle, for example, Lord Shiva, you visualize on a Shivalinga. Lord Vishnu visualize on a Saligra. And Shankaracharya says, even from worldly angle also, when you want to glorify someone, you say, you are Indra, you are sun god, all that thing you say. He is glorified as a superior person. And if you want to be a person who has to be more specific, you have to consider the other person as superior one. So then only he will be happy. Other person, you should always glorify him. Then only he will be happy. I cannot compare Indra as a human being. So then Indra will not be happy. Rather, he will be angry. So when Indra and Manushya are involved, Manushya can take Indra as symbol. Always the rule is the object of Upasana is inferior quality and visualized as superior one. Here Aditya is inferior to Ishvara. Even if you take Aditya as Hiranyagarbha, then also Hiranyagarbha is superior one. Ishvara is Samashti Karana Sharira. That Sukra Sharira, Karana Sharira, all those things we know. Then the question comes, if you say it is Aditya Upasana, because Ishvara is that the palam ultimately, how can an inferior object or inferior thing can give the palam? If object of meditation is inferior, how can inferior one can give the palam? For the Shankaracharya, he gives the answer. Remember, always Ishvara alone gives the palam. Karma paladhata is Ishvara only. Even when one inferior one is object of meditation, through the inferior one, the sadhana or worship will go to Ishvara only. Sarva deva namaskaraha keshavam pradigacchati. Everything goes to Ishvara only. Sarva deva namaskaraha keshavam pradigacchati. It's a popular example. So all these samskaras, they are all directed to inferior ones, but through the inferior channel, it goes to Ishvara only. Direct object is Aditya, but ultimately it goes to Ishvara only. So whichever finite devata you worship, whatever may be your Ishta devata, whichever finite devata you worship, it does not have the phalam, but the phalam is given to you by the Ishvara alone. I do Aditya Upasana, but the phalam is given by Ishvara. Aditya is object of meditation and Ishvara is only Prakaraha, because Ishvara is superior. This is Vyasacharya's argument. Now let us see the words analysis of this sutra. There are two words. Brahma drishtihi utkarshat. So Brahma drishtihi means visualization of Brahman should be practiced on the symbol. That all we have to supply. And utkarshat means since Brahman is superior. Now let us see the significance of the words. Brahma drishtihi means Brahman visualization. And remember, we use the word loosely here. Nirgunam Brahman does not come to the picture at all. So we have to be very careful. We are not visualizing any Nirgunam Brahman and all here. Here we mean only Sagunam Brahman. Upon the Aditya, we are visualizing Sagunam Brahman. By saying upon Aditya, it means Aditya is the object you keep in mind. Flowers are offered in temple to the idol, but Ishvara comes in the form of Prakara. So you offer flowers and all in temples to Shivalinga, Saligrama and all, to Mahavishnu and all, but the Ishvara comes in the form of Prakara. Prakara is technical word used in actually in the Nyaya Shastra. Here, for example, if you take a clip or any object, it is supposed to be a clip. Suppose clip Adhara Vritti takes place and the clip from belonging to the thought is called Prakara. So let us not give that, maybe a little complex thing to understand. Clip Adhara Vritti, the Vritti is the thought. Clip Adhara Vritti takes place when there is a clip. Then the clip from the clip form, whatever form the clip has, belonging to the thought, that is called Prakara. The clip's form belonging to the thought, the Vritti, that is called Prakara. So clippe, we can say in clippe, clip prakara darshanam jnana. So if you can think of in the clip, clip prakara darshanam, that is called jnana. If I see, for example, Vinayaka, I take clip and I see Lord Ganapati in that. There is change, not in the object, but there is change in prakara. I hope that should be clear. If I see Vinayaka or any god of my choice in a clip, there is change in my visualization, but not in the object. Object means clip only, but there is change in the prakara. So the prakara I have is left to my choice. Prakara is associated with the internal thought of the upasaka. It is conveyed to the mood of the thought that is entertained. If you see the stone as stone, it is dhyanam. And if you see stone as God, it is upasana. Difference is not in the stone, but difference in the thought mode alone. So prakara, I'm giving so many words, thought mode, all those things also. And utkarshat means superiority. With this, the word analysis is also over. Now we will see three more reasons, as I mentioned earlier, three more reasons given by Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya says, manah manaha brahma, adityaha brahma iti upasita. And in that, the first word is manaha and adityaha. So since these two words occur first, we understand them as they are, because they occur first. Because they occur in the beginning, we are able to take the direct meaning of the word. And the second word is Brahma or Ishvara. Brahma iti upasita. So second word is Brahma or Ishvara. So when you take the primary meaning, the first two words, manaha, aditya, that occur in the beginning, we take the meaning directly. But the second word, as I told, is Brahma or Ishvara. And when you take the primary meaning of the word Ishvara, it does not logically fit in here. Because achetana aditya cannot be sarvajna chetana Ishvara. Therefore, the second word, we are not able to take the primary meaning since it contradicts the first word. I hope you are with me. Aditya, the direct meaning you can take because it comes first. But when you say Ishvara or Brahma later, you cannot take the primary meaning as Adityam because it contradicts the first word. The contradiction, there is no contradiction in my mind. Since there is no other idea in my mind, because for the first word, Aditya, there is no other word in my mind. So I accept. Suppose another one comes and says, I come at the same time. For example, you say, I come first, and there is no contradiction. Another person also says, I'm coming at the same time. Here, the second one contradicts the first one. Whenever you get first information, intellect will not have any difficulty in accepting that first information because it is first. Only when the second information comes, there is possibility of contradiction. Then you have to resolve the contradiction. The question is, which one should be modified to suit the context? If the second information contradicts, how do you resolve the contradiction? Second one is to be adjusting to suit the first one, since it came without any objection, right? First one, when it came, there was no objection. Whatever is there, it was just accepted as is. When the second one comes, it has to adjust to suit the first one, since it came without any objection, first one. Since it is occupied in the mind already. Second one, first one, the seat is occupation in the mind, the thought. So the second one is weaker, since the first one has occupied without any objection, my thoughts, my mind. So objectionless occupation is always stronger. So when Manaha and Aditya came, we are able to take the primary meaning. But when the word Ishvara comes later, it does not fit in with first one, and inert Aditya cannot be Sarvajna Ishvara. So you adjust by the second one, taking the first. Since second one is not factual and it's an imagination or only a visualization. So sun is inert principle. That is a fact. And upon the inert sun, I have to visualize Sarvajna Ishvara, and the second one is Prakara. First one has to be fact, and therefore second one has to be Prakara. Therefore the conclusion is visualization is Ishvara and not Aditya. All this discussion is to only say what? Visualization is Ishvara and not Aditya. Even though Purupaksha is Aditya directly, it is not so. Therefore, Aditya Upasita and Ishvara is not object. It is only mode which is visualized. This is the first argument of Shankaracharya. And the next argument is Aditya Brahma Iti Upasita. After the word Brahman, that is Ishvara, Shruti uses the word Iti, Iti Upasita, which means in this manner. So every word they will analyze in Mimamsa Shastra. May you see sun as God, Iti Upasita. Why Shastra gives you such a commandment? May you see sun as God. See sun as sun does not require any commandment. If you want to see sun as sun, there is no need for any commandment. It is because it is pratyaksha pramanam that will reveal sun as the sun. Commandment is required when something does not happen in natural force. Seeing the sun as sun does not require commandment. Seeing the sun as Ishvara needs injunction. Ishvara is an imagination to be done here. Iti indicates imagination prakaraha. So Aditya is not followed by it, and Aditya is actual object. So see someone as father means what? He is not father. If you are told that see someone, visualize someone as father, a personal father figure, whatever it is, he is not really father. For example, guru also is subject. So fatherhood is a prakara and it is a visualization. Brahman is followed in the Upanishad. Guru was called as Pita by six people who approached Pipalada, six great rishis. When he taught them the Brahma Tattvam, they all told him, you are like our Pita. So Brahman is followed by the word Iti here. So that is the second argument. And the third argument is Vakya Seshat means the following statements support our conclusion. In Chandogya Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 19th section, 4th mantra, Adityam Brahma Iti Upaste Saya Etam Evam विद्वान् आदित्यं ब्रह्म इति उपास्ते अभ्यासोह यदेनगं साधवो घोष आचगच्छेयुः उपच मिमृडेरन् मिमृडेरन् That is this sutra. That is a shloka. The word Aditya and Brahman is in nominative case here. Therefore, we had confusion. In later statement, Aditya occurs in Dvitiya. So, Adityam Upaste is the sentence and in this mantra. And therefore, the object of meditation is sun alone. Object here is Prakara. May you meditate upon sun as Ishvara. This is the third argument. So in all our pujas and rituals, Pratikam is object and Ishvara is Prakaraha. It's the one that is imagined. With this, the Brahma Drishti Adhikaranam is also, the title of the Adhikaranam is Brahma Drishti Adhikaranam. Let us go to the next Adhikaranam, fifth Adhikaranam of the first Pada of fourth chapter. Adityadimatya Adhikaranam, only one sutra, sixth sutra, Adityadimataha Matayaha, Chayam Anga Upapattehe is the sutra. Adityadimatayaha Chayam Anga Upapattehe. Sixth sutra, first pada, fourth chapter, 483rd running Brahma Sutra. So a particular instance is cited here to confirm the preceding sutra. Now let us see the general introduction to this small adhikaranam. As I told, it has only one sutra. This also is an involved and complex topic. Actually, these topics are a little complex in this fourth pada, even though it's called Paladhyaya. So there are a lot of complex statements here. We may have to think many times. So this is also involved at the Karanam. So the topic here is Pratika Upasana, and also it involves some grammar, but I'm not going to go too much into grammar. I'll only allude to that. The topic is Pratika Upasana, where there will be symbol and devata. Symbol will be the Saligrama, Devata Vishnu will be there. So Pratikam is object and Upasyam is Prakara, the Devata. The discussion here is what is the object and what is Prakara, which is to be meditated on, which is our discussion, that is going to be our discussion here. May you meditate upon Aditya, may you meditate upon as Aditya, Ishwarena Upasita. So, Adityaha Ishwarena Upasita. Here the mantra taken is in the first chapter, third section of first mantra, and also in second chapter, second section of first mantra of Chandogya Upanishad. And the first chapter in Chandogya says, Ya Yevasau Tapati Tam Udgitam Upasita. Udgitam Upasita. Ya Yevasau Ya Yevasau Tapati Tam Udgitam Upasita. He who burns up Asau Tapati in the sky. So he who burns up this sun, let a person meditate upon that which shines in the skies, yonder as the Udgita. Udgita means Om, Omkara. And the second mantra reads, as the second chapter mantra says, Lokeshu Panchavidagum Samopasitam Prithivi Hinkaraha Agnihi Prastavaha Antariksham Udgitam Adityaham Pratiharo Dyavuhu Nidanam Ityurdeshu. So this is another mantra, various upasanas are given here also. One has to meditate upon the Sama mantra. Saman as fivefold, Panchavidagum, and fivefold. One has to do the upasana and all the fivefold arguments. So, Lokeshu, Panchavidagam, Samopasita, Prithivi Hinkaraha, Agnihi Prastavaha, all those various ones. This also we have discussed in five different types of imaginations, meditation, upasana. And then another mantra which says, Atam Saptavidasya Vachi, Saptavidagam, Samopasita. Let a person meditate on the sevenfold sam. So, previous one is fivefold sam. In that the previous one before that is only one Udgitam alone. So let a person meditate on the sevenfold Saman in speech. And in Chandogya, there is fiery Saman in the first chapter, sixth section. So Yam Eva Agnihi Sama. That is another mantra. Yam Eva Agnihi Sama. So Adityam Udgitam Upasita. Here there are two things. One is sun and the other is Udgita. Udgita Pranava. So the controversy is what? Both of them are occurring in Dvitiya Vibhakti. Which one is the object? Which one is Prakara? Because both of them are clearly different. So is the sun to be viewed as the Udgita, or Udgita is to be viewed as sun? Between the Udgita and the sun, there is nothing to indicate which is superior, as in the previous sutra. Yeah, that Ishvara is superior. Brahman being preeminent, the symbol was viewed as Brahman in the previous sutra. We have no clue or indication here. So if Ishvara is involved, we can very easily resolve, because Ishvara is superior to all. So Utkrishta Vastu is always Prakara, that we already saw. So here Ishvara is not involved. How to find out which is to be meditated on what? So that is the question. Similar problem occurs in the next mantra also. There is the second, which I just now read, actually. Second chapter, second section, first mantra. May you meditate on the fivefold components. So for example, one component is Hinkara. Bhaktihi is one component of Sam mantra. I have already explained all that, Bhakti and all that, in one of the earlier sutras, in Sam mantra. Bhakti is Sam mantra. So why does Chandogya Upanishad talk about Sama Bhakti? So we have got two things. Lokas are there, and Sama Bhaktis are also there. Both are there in the discussion, in the mantra. So the Upasya, the Prithivi Hinkaraha, that's what it said. Mantra said Prithivi Hinkaraha. The mantra, the king that occurs in the Samaveda. So Hinkara refers to the king that occurs in Samaveda. Both occur in the same nominative case here. Therefore, I have no way of knowing which one is Vishaya and which one is Prakara. You cannot use this grammar rule to distinguish which is what. Should I meditate upon the earth as Hinkara? Or should I meditate Hinkara as Vishaya? This is the question. Now we will go to Purvapakshi Sarva, what he says. Purvapakshi says that these are all Karmanga Upasanas, which Siddhantis also agree. All these upasanas, they are all karmanga upasanas during a ritual. One has to do upasanas as part of the ritual, karmanga. Karmanga upasanas mean meditations practice as part of a ritual or karma. We have explained this earlier. So Hinkara is karmangam. So any mantra is a karmangam, since mantras are used as part of a ritual. And the Purvapakshi argues that devatas are not part of ritual. According to Purvapakshi, devatas are not part of ritual. The lokas are not part of rituals. Lokaha akarmangam. Karmangam, part of ritual. Akarmangam, not part of rituals. So now let us apply the Nikrishta Vastuni Utkrishta Darshanam. That Nyaya, we already saw that earlier. Nikrishta Vastuni Utkrishta Darshanam. Superior one should be imagination. We already talked about it. Between lokas and Sama Bhakti, which is superior and which one is inferior? And a Purvapakshi argues, karmangam should be superior since they can produce phalam. Because when you do karma, the karma can produce phalam. You can see the result. It can be drishta or adrishta, whatever. But it produces phalam. So it should be superior. So from the standpoint of utility, all mantras are superior. Because they can phalam, and lokas are inferior, because what gives phalam is the mantras. So the object of meditation and sama mantras should be the mode of imagination. That means meditate upon lokas as karmanga bhakti. May you meditate upon prithivi as kinkara. This is the first argument of Purvapakshi. So karmanga is superior to loka since karmanga gives phalam. And second argument of Purvapakshi is the Saptami Nirdeshat. In the second mantra, in the second chapter, second section, first mantra that we read, Chandogya Upanishad, Lokeshu is in Saptami. So upon Lokas may you meditate on Sama. So Nikrishta Vastuni Utkrishta Darshana. Of an inferior object, you think the superior one. May you see on earth the Sama. And the third argument is Lingat. Lingat means there are some other mantras which serve as clues. Linga means clue, symbol, clue, all that thing, meanings. For Purvapakshi's conclusion. Again, in the first chapter of sixth section of Chandogya, Iyameva sa agnihi अस्तम इयमेव साग्रिरम अग्रिमत् तत्सामान् सो तदेतत् एतस्य अमृत्य अमृत अमृतम अमृत आई हैव रिटन इट रॉन्ग हियर सो तदेतत् तदेतत् एतस्य अमृत्य युडसाम तस्मात् आई हैव टू री राइट द मद्रास आई हैव मेड सम इन द संस्कृत कन्वर्शन देयर इज सम मिस्टेक हियर आई हैव टू रिमेंबर सो सो इयम इन दिस इयमेव इयम रेफर्स टू पृथ्वी and prithvi alone is rik so in this prithvi alone is rik and agni is sama so agni is sama and prithvi is rik so by saying the prithvi alone is rik which indicates that you should see prithvi as rik and agni as sama veda mantras are presented as prakara here so sama is presented as prakara From this it is clear mantras are prakara, not vishayas. And the fourth argument he says is the asangata virodaha, which Siddhanti gave in the previous adhikaranam also, manaha brahman, where it was said that Ishvara is second one, mana is the first, manaha is first one because it comes first. We saw in the previous mantra. So Ishvara is not the fact, Ishvara should be imagination. That was argued there. So this argument we offered in the previous sutra. Now the Purvapakshi says, you apply the same principle here. Prithivi is first one and that is the fact obtaining in the front because that comes first. So Prithivi cannot be imagination because it is given the first occurrence. And since Hinkara cannot be Prithivi, therefore Hinkaratvam is not factual property of Prithivi, not Prakara. Therefore also you should meditate upon the prithvi as hinkara so prithvi is object and hinkara should be the mode of visualization that is another argument so because of these four reasons lokas are objects and sama mantras are imagination now what is going to be siddhanta you can understand the siddhanta is going to negate anything and so it is not true so that's what he is going to say So the loka is not the object of meditation and bhakti is pratikam and object of meditation. So lokas are not object but the imagination upon the sama. That's what he is going to say. According to Purvapakshi, the same is opposite. That's what we just saw also. And what is the conclusion? See hinkara as prithivi. This is going to be Siddhanta's view. Now let us into the general analysis of the sutra. This is a general introduction. They try to put it in some perspective. There are three arguments of which the first and foremost is given by Vyasacharya. And Shankaracharya gives several arguments in his commentary. Now let us deal with Vyasacharya's argument and then let us go to Shankara Bhashya. Vyasacharya's argument is that is proper. He says always our glory is that we have totality of vision. So anything holistically we look at it. Holistic vision is more important than logic. That is Vyasacharya's contention. Holistic vision is important more than logic and reason even. So totality gives the motive. Vedanta strength is in samanvaya. We have holistic approach everywhere. So this is the argument of Vyasacharya. So now because we went through so many discussions here, and maybe before I continue further with the things, let us take stock of what we have sun and taken so far because the discussion may be a little confusing so let us go back again and look at it so we are now only still in the general analysis of the sutra sixth sutra or the fifth topic fifth adhikaram what here Vyasacharya is doing he is analyzing a type of karmanga upasana mentioned in chandogya upanishad first chapter third section and second chapter third section And what is the controversy here? Whether we should take Omkara, Udgita, Omkara as Aditya or Aditya as Omkara is the controversy. What is Vishaya and what is Prakara? This is the question. And the same confusion is in the second chapter, second section, first mantra also of Chandogya. Here two factors are there. One is Prithivi and another is Hinkara. Hinkara is Sama Bhakti and Sama Mantra. So here one is loka, prithivi is loka, and the other is mantra, sama mantra. Loka should be seen as mantra, and mantra should be taken as loka. That is a controversy.
And the Purvapakshi, as usual, comes with the wrong suggestion. And he says, Loka should be seen as mantra, and Loka is object, and mantra is prakara. That is his argument. Surya should be seen as Omkara, and Prithivi as Hinkara mantra. Hinkara mantra. So he should look. In short, Loka should be seen as mantra. And for this Purvapakshi also, he gives four reasons. First is, mantra is superior to Loka. Since mantra is karma angam, capable of giving phalam, results, therefore mantra is superior and Loka is inferior. We discussed all this. I'm just only giving you a brief summary of what we just only to make our thoughts coherent. Therefore, Nikrishta Loka, the lower inferior Loka, is Vishayam, and Utkrishta Mantra is Prakara. And the second reason is, in Chandogya, second chapter, second section, it is said that Lokeshu is in Saptami, we said seventh case, and the Nikrishta Vastu is given in Saptami Bhakti. So therefore, Loka must be Nikrishta Vastu. And therefore, this is Vishayaham, and Utkrishta Mantra should be Prakara. Superior Mantra should be Prakara. Then the third reason is, a mantra as a support, for example, first chapter, sixth section of Chandogya, as a clue or indication of support of him, which he calls as Linga. Lingam we said as clue. So the clue mantra is Yam Evarik Agni Sama. That mantra which I wrote wrongly here, so I could not read it because Sanskrit, the conversion, there was some part. So the clue mantra is Yam Evarik Agni Sama. And Prithivi Evarik, the earth alone is Rik mantra, and Agni is Sama mantra is the statement in the Upanishad. From this it is clear, Prithivi must be visualized as Rik Mantra. Therefore, Loka is Vishaya and Mantra is Prakara. Then the fourth reason is Adityavat. So, Adyatvat. Adyatvat means first, beginning. The first priority is first. That is in the second chapter, second section, first mantra of Chandogya. Upasana mentioned is what? Prithivi Hinkaraha. Prithivi is present at first. And therefore, it should be taken as fact. And the next one is mantra. And since Prithivi does not have mantra status because it is yet, we said before Mano Brahma Upasanam, we gave the argument Manaha occurs first, and therefore it should be taken as Vishayam, and Brahman should be taken as Prakara. Therefore, we only initiated the argument. Siddhantin only initiated the argument. First one is Vishaya, second is Prakara. This is Purvapakshi's argument. You only initiated that argument then, so it should be taken here also in the same way. So Prithivi is first word, and therefore it should must be Vishayam, and Hinkara is second word, and therefore it should be Prakara. And Vyasacharya answers by saying, mantra must be seen as Lokas. Sama mantra or Sama Bhaktis should be seen as various. Mantra is Bhakti. Sama mantra is Sama Bhakti. Bhakti is another word for mantra in Sama mantra, in Sama Veda. So should be seen as various Lokas, and therefore mantras are object, and Lokas is the mode of meditation. He says, Upapattehe, and says that is proper. From that answer, we have to extract what is the intention of Vyasacharya here. And Shankaracharya, he explains this also. And he adds actually two more further arguments to that. First, let us study the three arguments. We'll discuss Vyasacharya's argument and complete the sutra, and then enter Shankara Bhashya and refutation of Purvapakshi. Vyasacharya's argument is what? Never forget the context. Always context must be remembered, since the context is more powerful than language. Because words get different meaning according to the context. We have seen all this earlier. I am only recapping them because it is relevant in this context. Never study any sentence out of context. In the previous Adhikaranam, we studied Swatantra Pratika Upasana. Yesterday we talked about it. Wherein a symbol is used as some other devata or all Swatantra Upasanas and not connected to any ritual. There are Swatantra Upasanas. It is not part of ritual at all, not Karmangam. But here we are discussing Karmanga Upasanas. That is the Upasana as part of a ritual. And the context is very important, since our attitude to Upasana will depend upon the context. In Swatantra Upasana, Upasana exists independently, Swatantram. What gives the palam is Upasana. Upasana is powerful there in Karmanga, in Swatantra Upasanas. In karmanga upasana, upasana does not have independent status. It depends upon the karma. It is an anga of karma. According to Mimamsa rule, an anga does not exist independently. And therefore, it cannot give result by itself. Angam does not produce the result. It is always apalam or nishpalam. Any anga is meant to strengthen the angi, the primary one. So a subsidiary anga does not produce any independent result, and it has the power to strengthen the primary one, the angi. So karmanga upasana is not for producing pala, but it is to strengthen the karma. Ordinary karma is raised to a higher status, and it acquires an exalted status, the karma. This is called samskaraha or refinement or elevation. We can even call it facelifting in modern language, boosting the power of karma. So what produces the result is not the upasana, and karma alone produces the result. All these things Vyasacharya keeps in mind while writing the word upapattehe. And once you know upasana is not meant for producing the result, but for improving the status of karma, the question comes, how can it improve the status of karma? Karmanga upasana improves the status of karma by improving the status of the various accessories used in karma. When the status of accessories are increased, the karaka janya kriya is also boosted. Karakas are all the instruments and all the accessories. So the karaka janya kriya is also boosted, and when it is boosted, the kriya palam also increases. How does this happen? The methodology is, you look upon ordinary factor used in the ritual. For example, like ghee, priest, fire, all that thing. And what you want to do is, you want to elevate the status of the accessories used in the ritual. You cannot convert the object, but you can, you use imaginary conversion you bring about. You cannot actually make conversion, but you can imagine them differently. In puja, swarna pushpam samarpayami. You have got ordinary pushpam only, but you imagine it as swarna pushpam. You give ordinary bilwa leaf, but you call it swarna pushpam. It is visualized as superior swarna, and because of this darshanam, ordinary karmanga is elevated to very higher status. The entire Shiva Manasa puja is all only that. So karma is inferior, and you want to elevate the status of karmanga, and you visualize the karmanga as utkrishta vastu. In this visualization, which is vishaya and which is prakara? For example, in Shiva puja, the bilva flower, that is vishaya, and I visualize it as prakara. I visualize something else. The actual object in front is the vishaya, and the visualization is prakara. Karmanga is always vishaya, and something else is karmanga, and utkrishta vastu is prakara. Karmangam is vishaya only. It is the object of meditation. Because the five fingers are karmangam. These five fingers become object of meditation, and when I meditate, I don't visualize as fingers, but I see as various devata rupa. All that thing, you know, this is the anganyasa, karanyasa, all those things. You always visualize the devatas, even in the fingers and all them. I see as various devata rupams. Finger is vishaya, and devata rupa is imagination prakara. Therefore, Vyasacharya asked the question, when Chandogya Upanishad says, prithibi hinkaraha, tell me what is karmanga of these two? Prithibi hinkara. Whose status we want to elevate is our question. Vyasacharya argues, hinkara is karmangam. It is because every mantra is an accessory used in karma. Prithivi, etc., you don't offer as oblation. You cannot give oblation of prithivi. You take hinkara as prithivi, and status of hinkara is elevated due to visualization as prithivi. When karmanga is elevated, karma gets elevated, and when karma gets elevated, palams get elevated. So in all karmanga upasanas, the object of meditation can never become prakara is the logic. Because of that, accessories become superior. I worship devata as devata. I invoke devata on myself so that puja, the karta, gets elevated, and the puja becomes greater. Soham bhavena pujing. If I do puja as devata, I get superior results. and therefore you convert yourself into a devata. Now let us see the word analysis. Adityati matayaha cha anga upapattehe. Cha means and, adityati matayaha means visualization of deities like the sun. Adityati, that should be practiced, we should supply. Ange means upon the accessories of karma. Karmangas. Upapattehe, because that is logical. Now let us see the significance of the word. This is a simple meaning. Cha is literally and, in this context, differentiation. Unlike the previous adhikarana. Previously it was independent upasana. Here it is karmanga upasana. That is the differentiation. Here always, karmanga is object of meditation only, and there is no compromise in that. Karmanga is object of meditation only. There is no compromise. So adityadi matayaha. Matayaha means visualization like aditya, etc. Adi. Adityadi. So it refers to the Chandogya mantra, second chapter, second section, first mantra, prithivi, etc. That number mantra we read. Ange means upon the karmanga, which is the object, the part of the ritual. And in this Chandogya context, in the first chapter, third section, first mantra that I read, Omkara Udgita is object. And in the second chapter, second section mantra that we read, Hinkara is the object. So Sama mantra should be object and Lokas must be imagination. All the Sama mantras, they all should be objects and Lokas must be prakaras. Mantras are not imagination. The reason is upapattehe. That is the proper thing. And Shankaracharya gives the second argument, which is the upakrama. He says, you look at the very beginning of the upasana, which is the foundation of all upasanas, considers in the first and other chapters, in all the chapters. The first mantra is foundation. Never forget the heading. Always, whenever you want to study a book or anything, don't forget the heading. Then it will keep you in context. And Shankaracharya says, when you read second and third chapters, foundation is laid in the first mantra. It is very clear, Udgita, the same mantra is object of upasana. In the Sama, this thing, the first mantra is Udgita. So Sama mantra is object of upasana. From then onwards, all topics have been Sama mantra upasana only. And in all the portions, the mantra is an object and never mantra is prakara. Here also, like Udgita mantra, Hinkara is also an object of upasana and it is only imagination. The third argument Shankaracharya gives is a later mantra occurring in Chandogya. In the second chapter, I have not written the mantra here. In the second chapter, seventh mantra, seventh section, second mantra, and also eighth section, first mantra. Both the mantras are quoted by Shankaracharya. And in the seventh section, second chapter, there is conclusion. And in the eighth chapter, there is initiation of another upasana. So panchavida upasyam samapti there. So I mentioned about panchavida and saptavida, all these upasanas. So now we enter the upasana, the panchavida sama, that panchavida sama upasana is ended in this particular section. And hereafter it starts the saptavida sama, that is later. So in the later section, in the two sections that I just now mentioned. So this indicates that it is sama upasana. Both of them related to sama. And therefore, Sama is object of upasana and not prakara. Because of Shruti support, we conclude that mantra is object. Lokas are this one, prakaras. Because of the three arguments, our conclusion is what? Our next job is to, now this is our conclusion, we already said that mantras are is object and lokas and all are prakaras. And our next job is what? To refute the Purvapakshi. So Purvapakshi's first argument was what? Prithivi hinkaraha. Prithivi refers to loka and mantra is there. That's what he says. Our confusion is, Purvapakshi said loka is inferior and mantra is superior. And therefore inferior one is vishaya and superior one is prakara. That's what he said. Loka is inferior. Loka must be seen as mantra. The reason why mantra is superior is, loka does not give as karma phala. It is not capable of producing the result. But mantra is karma angatvatayam and it is capable of producing the result. So Shankaracharya turns the table now. And he argues that loka is superior to mantra. It is so because mantra is only a karma angam, whereas loka is karma phalam itself. Karma angam is sadhanam and loka is karma phalam. So of the two, the end alone is superior. That is, phalam alone is superior. Therefore, palarupa loka is utkrishtaha. That is Shankaracharya's argument. So sadhana rupa mantra is nikrishtaha, inferior. Therefore, karmangatvate, it is superior. Prithivi as the phala. And we say karma palatvate loka is superior. Karmangatvatim, I think I said that wrong. Not superior, it should be inferior. Mantra. And the second argument is purely, it's a grammar argument. Lokeshu pancha vidam sama upasita. Here he focused on the word lokeshu, which is saptami, and seventh case. And according to Upasana rule, seventh case indicates nikrishta vastu. On inferior objects, you imagine a superior vastu. Nikrishta vastu is always an object, and utkrishta vastu is a prakara, as we mentioned earlier. Therefore, he has powerful argument here. Father Shankaracharya asked the question, don't tell me what is saptami and all that. Lokeshu panchavidam sama upasita. Translate it in such a way and you will tell me what is what. And Purupakshi translates the sentence. Visualize the world as sama. Here when you say visualize world as sama, the world is in seventh case and you translate it as object. Then you say visualize world as sama. And the sentence sama, the word is in second case as sama. Second case. Visualize world as sama. You convert seventh case into second and second case sama into third also. So visualize, these are all some jumbling off with the grammar. So visualize the world as sama. So the thing of the loka as samangata. So one has to think of that way. So lokam samna upasita. Shankaracharya argument is in your translation, you compromise with two cases, but our translation is visualize sama as world. We compromise only with one case, one vipatti. These are some, as I told you, some kind of word jugglers. So we convert the saptami vipatti into three tritiya. So therefore, our interpretation is closer to Vedavakyam due to less number of compromises. I'm just mentioning all these things to you, just only the way how the arguments they put forward. Not that we are so concerned about all of them. We are not doing research on all this. Now, the third argument we have to refute is. The third argument is what? Lingat. Lingat means there is an indication. I said clue or indication, linga. There is an indication in support of my clarification as a clue or linga. And the Purupakshi quoted a mantra from Chandogya, first chapter. I said it's the sixth section, first mantra. That says, that is the number, mantra I had mistaken in my typing. So, yam eva rik, agni sama. That's what the mantra read. So the word yam literally means this. And in that Chandogya context, this refers to prithivi, the earth. So yam eva rik means this prithivi is rik mantra. Agni sama, agni alone is sama mantra. And the Purupakshi argues, look at the very construction of the sentence. And from that it is clear that prithivi and agni must be vishayaha and rik and sama mantra must be prakara. From this, it is clear mantra is prakara and lokas are vishayas, inferior. Therefore, my interpretation is correct. That is what Purupakshi says. Shankaracharya's refutes anyway. He says, lingam you quote is supporting me only. Whatever you are quoting as lingam, it supports me only. Shankaracharya says. He says the word eva is used after yam. Yam eva. Trick. So there is the word eva is used after yam. So eva is emphasis. And Shankaracharya argues, emphasis is required not for the object of meditation, but emphasis is required for prakara of meditation. Prakara is important. So emphasis should be given for prakara, and that is the new teaching. For example, if you say, see Ganga as goddess, the emphasis is on goddess only. Prakara is new teaching. Ganga is goddess. Therefore, emphasis is required on prakara, not upon vishaya. It is a new teaching. Here the word eva comes after yam and therefore yam prithivi must be prakara and not vishaya. So lingam is not supporting you. but it only supports me, says Shankara to Purvapakshi. Because of the position eva, yam eva, that is the clinching argument that Shankaracharya proposes. So with this, the third argument is also refuted. Now there is fourth and final argument that we will see in the next class. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah tasya pratilina chaya parasamaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate om shanti shanti shantih shri gurubhyo namah hari om shri krishna namaste.